Michael, can you describe the scene there in the community? What are the conditions like for the survivors?
Well, when you drive in, the first thing you see is one of the largest mosques in the community. And it's filled with perhaps more than 100 people who obviously sought shelter there after the wave hits. Most of the things that were not made of concrete have been swept away, at least across the road and into the residential neighborhood. And many of the small fishermen's boats have also been either piled up on the other side or destroyed.
Has anyone come to help the community? Are aid workers there? Have there been deliveries of food, water, emergency supplies?
The Red Cross has a pretty strong presence here. The UN has a special response team. They were sent in earlier today. However, they had trouble actually arriving until late this afternoon. There has been some trouble for some vehicles getting through earlier today since due to all the traffic. Now it seems that there's actually quite a strong presence of aid vehicles and military and police.
Michael, you also have been on the scene of the May 27th earthquake in Yogyakarta. How do conditions in Pangandaran compare?
The damage here doesn't quite compare on the scope of the devastation. Yogyakarta, something around the order of 150,000 homes were destroyed. It doesn't seem to have flattened as many buildings. The death toll has certainly been less.
Thank you, Michael. That was Michael Koren in the town of Pangandaran in Indonesia, speaking with VOA's Kate Pound Dawson in Hong Kong.